1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with your host, John Zagluhl.
John, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. You got an awesome voice, man, and that was a terrific intro. You're like a pro's pro.
You know, that was the first time somebody ever said that, John. No, you're the first person to ever say anything like that. That's very interesting.
You got it, John. Anything for a fellow Chicago guy.
Well, what a great question.
That's a great question. Nobody's actually asked me that.
I like it. What a great question. I never heard that before.
Chase Utley is what? You're saying he's not a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, it's funny. You may be the only person that I've heard make that connection.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm doing great. By the way, you have an outstanding voice. Not sure about your face because I haven't met you, but your voice is great.
You're doing a much better job than I ever did. You've had some heavy hitters guests on too, man, so keep up the good work. But it's good to be with you, and I'm ready to talk sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluhl. Great to have you here. On the Thursday edition of the program, what happened during the Bears press conference on Tuesday? We give you all the details in just a moment. Plus, a brand new interview today with Dan Pompey. He's a senior NFL writer at The Athletic and a contributor to 670 The Score here in Chicago. We talk with him more about the Bears press conference, what to expect for next year, and his 40-plus year career covering the NFL. It's a great interview, and it comes your way near the midway point of this show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Today's show is brought to you by State Farm agent Ryan McDabbitt. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ryan McDabbitt. Ready to help you combine home and auto, save in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. Call Ryan today at 630-796-2662. That's 630-796-2662. Or visit his website, ryanismyagent.com. That's ryanismyagent.com. And make sure to mention Sports Talk Chicago. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You know, I thought of this yesterday after the Bears press conference. What's the purpose of a press conference? Seriously. It's to inform. It's to tell the truth. It's to make news and headlines. The Bears did none of that. None of it. If you tuned in and wanted serious news on the quarterback situation, on Allen Robinson, on the future of this team, you heard absolutely nothing. Nothing. You did hear that apparently Matt Nagy and the coaching staff are the strengths of this team. You heard maybe there'd be a Mitch Trubisky reunion. You heard that Allen Robinson and the Bears don't know what they're going to do. And oh yeah, no comment on Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. Great job, guys. Great work today. I don't get it. Why do you call a press conference when you have nothing to say? Don't understand it. I will say this, though. There were three big takeaways from me. Three things that I was not happy about. Number one, yes, Matt Nagy is not a strength of your team. He's a liability. He's the reason you are where you are right now. I've said it before. I'll say it again on this show. Quarterbacks in the NFL today are supposed to be their own advocate. Coaches are supposed to listen to them, help them, cater an offense to them, not hinder progression, get in the way on purpose, and make sure Mitch Trubisky can't play. If Matt Nagy didn't make that move, who knows what the Bears' record would have been. Wouldn't have been 8-8, I can tell you that right now. And yet here's Ryan Pace walking out on the press conference saying, by the way, Matt Nagy is a strength. No, he's a liability. I'm surprised Pace didn't throw him under the bus. They both had no problem throwing Mitch under the bus back in January. But now everything's okay. They're simpatico. Give me a break. Matt Nagy actually should be thanking Ryan Pace for saying that. The jig is up. If you're an offensive guru, if you were hired to fix up an offense, why are they worse? Ask yourselves that question. Why are the Bears worse offensively if Matt Nagy is an offensive guru? I'll wait for an answer. I'm here. That's what I thought. Matt Nagy's nothing. Just an all-right head coach who, believe it or not, has had a great defense. That's why his record is the way it is. If the Bears weren't good defensively, if they didn't trade for Khalil Mack, have Kyle Fuller break out a few years ago, Eddie Jackson, they wouldn't be in this situation. Matt Nagy would have been fired already. So to hear the Bears say, to hear Ryan Pace say, he's a strength of our team, that's a farce. And I would hope many of you saw through that. You know, a lot of people were so high on Matt Nagy when he came in, including myself. I thought, no, this is different than Mark Trestman. Way different. This guy, you know, has actually coached in the NFL, helped out with Mahomes and Alex Smith, which we'll get to in a moment. I was pretty optimistic. Boy, was I wrong. Regarding the quarterbacks, the carousel is still moving. We don't know really anything about what the Bears will do. We do know this, though. Ryan Pace said, we are not ruling out a Mitch Trubisky reunion. Now, those of you who watch me and listen to me know, I was pretty happy about that. Be honest with yourselves. What other quarterback, besides Wilson for sure, and maybe Watson, would be an upgrade? Who else? I like Tyrod Taylor. I like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't like Sam Darnold. Yet all of these guys are being tied to the Bears. Marcus Mariota, Alex Smith. I love Alex Smith. Not an upgrade. Not an upgrade to what the Bears have now. You know what really sickens me? The Sam Darnold comparisons and the Sam Darnold love fest. Get over yourselves. You guys berate a quarterback who for 2 years had a 90-plus passer rating, led this team to the playoffs, and you want a quarterback whose career passer rating is in the low 80s. He didn't have a team around him. Who cares? You could control bad decisions. You could control interceptions, turnovers, no matter what team you're on, no matter who's around you. Sam Darnold has done none of that. And all of you want him. For what reason? Only in Chicago. Only in Chicago would that happen. You loathe the current starting quarterback so much that you're willing to accept a worse player just because his name is in Mitch Trubisky. It's pretty funny, isn't it? I think it is. Russell Wilson, proven winner. Deshaun Watson, not necessarily a proven winner, but puts up good numbers. I'm fine with either of them. Anybody else, I wouldn't waste time, money, and draft picks to sign them or acquire them. I wouldn't. Now I'm hearing Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, really? The guy who's essentially been kicked out of Carolina, a team that lost last year. You want him. He's going to do better in this environment with this team. Let's use some common sense here. Sam Darnold, Marcus Mariota, are you kidding me? The only quarterback I'd really like is Alex Smith. For a number of reasons. If he did start, wouldn't turn the ball over. Nagy's familiar with him. If he backs up, we know he'd be a great mentor. That's without question. He's a great guy. Well-respected around the league. A guy who, like Trubisky, was screwed at first. 49ers gave up on him. That's common knowledge. Everybody knows it. At the time, they rolled the hot hand in Colin Kaepernick. Fine. But they said, Alex Smith is a bust. Horrible quarterback. We screwed up. No. Today, Alex Smith is a formidable quarterback. Been around for so long. He's had success, moderate success, in the NFL. And the one thing I love about him, never turns the ball over. Now, this past year was an anomaly, I would hope. If that continues, then no, don't sign him. But I love Alex Smith. I have a friend, I go on his show once in a while. Does a lot of stuff for the Washington football team. He calls him Check Down Alex. I say to that, so be it. Check Down Alex means no turnovers, means ball security, and means wins. Say what you want about Alex Smith. The Washington football team went 5-1 when he started. In his career, he has a winning record with Washington. They went 7-9 and made the playoffs this year. For the first time in a long time. When Alex Smith is behind center, though, they win. There's a reason why. Great game manager, experienced, takes care of the football. I'd have no issue with him coming here and starting. Is he better than Mitch? No. Not at this point in his career. But if the Bears can't bring Mitch back, if Mitch wants to leave, which could be possible, Alex Smith would be a viable option. That said, I already told you. Two quarterbacks, that's it. Wilson, Watson, done. No one else will be better than Mitch Trubisky. I know that must be so disheartening for everybody to hear, but it's a fact. No one gives him credit for anything. Nothing. Two playoff appearances, who cares? Pro Bowl, nope, doesn't matter. Hey, 2 years of 90-plus passer ratings, that's just average. But it's okay to acquire Sam Darnold. I don't know what to say to that. Sam Darnold would be great, let's bring him in. No, it's okay. It's fine. He had no team around him. He'll do great here. Oh, yeah, Mitch, he's average. 90 passer rating average. Sam Darnold, 84. That's great. Anyone else see the hypocrisy? Drives me insane. The Sam Darnold stuff drives me insane. I would hope that all of you who trashed Mitch week in and week out would be fair and trash Darnold too if he came here. You're going to be begging for Mitch to come back if you want Darnold and you see him play with the Bears. Guaranteed. No question. And here's the best part about it. He'll have no weapons. Can you believe that the Bears are still going back and forth with Allen Robinson? What question is there? I want to know. Why is this such a hard decision? Oh, we don't really want to pay him. Why? The guy's a stud wide receiver. I know he's not top five. He's probably top 10, top 15. Still, you pay him. Who else do you have? Okay, I like Darnell Mooney. I get it. Great rookie year. Not a number one wide receiver. Javon Wims, Anthony Miller, they should be cut immediately. What else do you have at the position? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I give Robinson credit. I do. He's calling the Bears bluff. He knows exactly what's going on here. He knows the Bears have nothing. The Bears are desperate at that position. So yeah, use your leverage to get a better contract. Hell, they haven't even paid him yet. You kidding me? How disrespectful. Really disrespectful. This guy's been your number one. You signed him dirt cheap because he was hurt. Came off an injury. Done nothing but greatness for you. And now, I don't know if I want to pay him. Yikes. That's a bad look. I'm not saying to give Robinson a blank check, but I am saying you should be doing whatever you can possible to keep him in a Bears uniform. Not just for the team, but for the new quarterback's sake. Whoever it's going to be. Even if Mitch returns. Hey, if Mitch returns and he has nobody but Darnell Mooney, it's going to be bad. That's for any quarterback, too. Which quarterback wants to come to a team whose number one wide receiver is a fifth-round draft pick who's played 1 year in football? Come on. This isn't a knock on Darnell Mooney. The fact is, though, the Bears need legit wide receivers. And even with Robinson and Mooney, they need more. They could use more. Can't get away with two. The Bears would need one other big-time target. You get two targets. Robinson, someone else. Then if Mooney is a three, you're set. But they aren't doing that. No money. No cap room. No interest from other people. No one wants to come here. So much optimism. So much excitement. So much hype around this press conference. But in the end, there are more questions than answers. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not confident right now. I don't know where this team's going to go. No clue. Not looking good, though. You got all these questions. No answers. We're sitting here saying Matt Nagy's a strength. I have no clue who the quarterback's going to be. I don't know if we should pay Allen Robinson. What the hell's going on over there? I don't get it. And frankly, it's ticking me off a bit. Do something. Supposedly, the Bears are in win-now mode. None of this says, win-now, we're going to do great. Does it? Is it only me? Does any of this tell you the Bears are ready to win today? No. What it tells you is they're one piece away from being a disaster. If they lose one more piece, it's over. They're on their heels right now, cowering in a corner. Can they get up and emerge? Like during arm wrestling, when your arm's just about to hit the table. That's where the Bears are right now. Are they going to get up? Go to the other side? Or are they going to give up and lose the match? Right now, it looks like they're giving up. Doesn't look like there's optimism, there's hope, good things are to come. They're in win-now mode. So I hope they can figure this out. It's only been a couple of months, I understand. But this is getting really annoying. The same storylines. Same stuff all over the place about the quarterback and Robinson and Nagy and win now mode. Sick of seeing it. Do something. Stop talking and do something. Prove to everybody that you are in win now mode. Don't just say it. I hope they listen. I hope they act. And I hope they can be good next year. But right now, I'm not seeing it. More to come here on Sports Talk Chicago. My interview with Dan Pompey comes up next, so stay tuned. Hey, do you want to make some money this weekend? What if I told you I could offer you $250 free dollars to bet on any game you want? Here's what you have to do. Go to sportstalkchicago.com/cash. sportstalkchicago.com/cash. You must be 21 plus. You must be an Illinois resident. You could bet $250 free dollars on any game you want for this upcoming weekend. NHL action, March Madness, right around the corner. The NBA is still going on. This is, without question, the best time to put down some money and win a whole lot more back. At sportstalkchicago.com/cash. sportstalkchicago.com/cash. You have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports Talk Chicago. Here with John Zagluel, and we are back and ready for today's special guest. He's a senior NFL writer for The Athletic and a contributor to 670 The Score. Please welcome Dan Pompey to the program. Dan, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you today.
So, Dan, what was your reaction to the Bears press conference yesterday?
Well, you know, I think it was pretty much what I expected, which was really kind of a lot of nothing. You know, these press gatherings at this time of year usually do not reveal much. You know, they're kind of designed not to reveal much. And really, you know, in defense of the people who are speaking, they really can't say a whole lot now because they're trying to keep their cards close to the vest, and they have their interests to protect in terms of, you know, the moves that they hope to make, the moves that they're not quite sure if they can make. So I think it's pretty much a lot of nothing, which is what we got. And I don't know that we learned anything that we didn't know in that press conference with Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy.
Is Matt Nagy really a strength for this team based on what they said?
Well, you know, I think that has yet to be determined. You know, I think you're only as good as your last outing in the NFL, and the last outing wasn't too good, but his record is above 500. Of course, he had the great 2018 season, and, you know, he's a young coach who's still trying to really establish himself and prove himself. So I think, you know, obviously this is a big year coming up, the 2021 season for Matt Nagy. He's got to go out and show that he can be a coach who reaches the kinds of heights that he did in 2018 and pushes the right buttons. You know, he's obviously got some new coaches around him. He'll be changing some things. I'm sure he's going to have some new players. He's probably going to have a quarterback who he picked for the first time in Chicago. So all these things should enable him to do his best job.
How much of an issue do you think that was, the fact that he never had his own tailor-made quarterback?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know that any coach could have made Mitch Trubisky look like Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. You know, you only have what you have to work with. And I think, you know, obviously Trubisky is limited in terms of some of the things he can do. That being said, I don't think that the coaching staff always did everything it could to highlight what Trubisky does best and also minimize the things that he struggles with. So, you know, those are things that, you know, you kind of learn over time, you see over time, and hopefully they'll be able to do those things more with the next quarterback, whoever he is.
Dan Pompey here on Sports Talk Chicago. Dan, who do you think will be the Bears' next quarterback? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, I don't think they know yet. I think it's still a situation that's developing. I think, you know, if fans are hoping for Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, they're going to be disappointed. I think those are big asks that are probably not possible for the Bears. I think there's, you know, for various reasons. But I think, you know, there's going to be a number of other quarterbacks who move, probably lesser names, probably get people less excited. But some of those guys are certainly possibilities. You know, maybe you're talking about someone at the level of a Marcus Mariota or an Alex Smith. I think, you know, in some ways it makes sense to get kind of a mid-tier veteran and bring him in here, let him compete with Nick Foles, and then go out and maybe draft a guy. Not necessarily first round, but, you know, if there's a value there in the second round or third round, bring a guy in, see if he has what you believe it takes to be developed, and go from there.
Could Mitch Trubisky still return? Do you think that's possible?
I think it's a long shot. You know, I mean, I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I think for that to happen, there probably have to be a lot of other options that dry up. I think, you know, once you kind of go down the road of looking for a quarterback and talking to other teams about a trade or you know, kind of establishing yourself as a player in the quarterback market, it's difficult to go back to that quarterback again. But you never know. I mean, they might get to a point where they really believe that Mitch is their best option. Mitch might get to a point where he believes that the Bears are his best option to start and thrive. So, you know, you cannot rule, as Ryan Pace said yesterday, you really can't rule hardly anything out at this point.
Who is their best option to you?
Well, I mean, that's a complicated question. I mean, you know, I don't know how to answer that because I guess, you know, he'd have to be available. What would the price be? You know, how could they accommodate? I mean, there's a lot of different moving parts with something like that. So I guess I would defer from answering that question because I don't really know how to.
Dan Pompey here on Sports Talk Chicago. Dan, besides quarterback, what more do the Bears need to address for next year?
There's a lot of things. I think, you know, certainly the wide receiver situation is big with Allen Robinson being a free agent to be. You know, and let's assume that they can retain him through either a new contract or a tag or whatever. I think they still need help with the position. You know, they really did not have playmakers who stressed the defense last year. Now, Montgomery came on late in the season. Cole Kmet came on late in the season. But, you know, I think it takes – you're going to need guys, dynamic playmakers, who can do that over 16 games. And I think they need to be on the lookout for one. Obviously, offensive line is an issue. You know, they need to look at I think the offensive tackle. It looks like interior of the line is pretty solidified at this point. You know, on defense, you know, you lost your nickel corner. They cut Buster Screen the other day. You're going to have to do something at that position. Safety, you know, you're going to have to find a starter somewhere unless you bring back the free agent to be. I think, you know, there's a lot of different things they need to look at. And they need to hope that some of the players who had underachieving years last year for themselves can do better, you know, especially a guy like Robert Quinn, who's making so much money and so much is expected of.
Why haven't they paid Allen Robinson yet? What's the holdup there?
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's probably pretty simple that Robinson believes he's worth more than the Bears do, and they're hoping to get him at a better value than he's willing to settle for at this point. And I think that's been going on for a while. And that's usually the case when a player is not signed. It's not, you know, I know everyone can criticize the Bears and say, why didn't you sign him? Well, it's because they have him rated as a player who's worth X amount of dollars. And Robinson and his agent believe, you know, he's worth Y amount of dollars. So, you know, they have to find a way to either bridge that gap or to be creative with a contract or have him play in a franchise tag.
Does Robinson deserve the money based on pure performance to you?
Deserve what money? we're kind of in that land of hypothetical again, where, you know, it's a complicated question. I mean, he's a very good wide receiver. Is he one of the elite receivers in the NFL? One of the top, you know, five? No, he's not. But he's very good. So, you know, I think there's a, I know that's what the Bears are looking at. You know, they don't want to pay him the way the very top receivers are paid, but they want to pay him in a way that would reflect his value as a, you know, I don't know what you'd call it, a second tier receiver, or, you know, one of the guys who are maybe in the, you know, the 5 to 15 best receivers in the league.
You know, you mentioned David Montgomery earlier. I'm curious, how did you evaluate his performance last year, and what do you make of the rumors that the Bears could still be in the market for a running back today?
Well, I didn't think he was very good early in the year, and I thought he was fantastic later in the year. He really came on, and I think part of that was because of the offensive line in front of him. The whole, entire offense seemed to get in sync, even the, you know, the play calling and the game planning. It all worked together well late in the season. But, you know, he's got to prove that he can do that over 16 games and be consistent with it. I think, you know, over time we've seen a lot of running backs have spurts where they do well. But, you know, being that guy like Walter Payton who can do it game after game, season after season for a long period of time, you know, that's what really separates the ones who are great or even very good from just average. So, you know, I think that's important. You know, in terms of what do I think of them looking for another running back, I think they probably should because you need more than one. Obviously, Tariq Cohen got hurt last year, you know, but he's a different style of player. You know, I think it would probably behoove them to get another running back who they believe can be a four-down back like Montgomery and give them a little bit of insurance policy in case he's not playing well or he gets hurt. And, you know, I think, you know, most of the best teams in the league now have a multi-pronged running back approach where it's, you know, a two or three-headed monster.
Do you like that approach personally? Do you like that shift of how the position has gone?
Well, I mean, you know, not everyone can have a Derrick Henry. You know, there's only so few of those. So, you know, if you've got one, great, then you don't need the multi-pronged approach. But even the Titans, you know, even they split up the carries a little bit. I think, you know, in today's NFL, it just makes sense to have more than one guy because those guys do take such a pounding and you want to keep them as fresh as you can keep them so that they are strong and able to get the tough yards in the fourth quarter, the tough yards on third and one and the goal line, whatever it may be. So, I like the approach. I mean, it's obviously an individual case-by-case basis, depending on your personnel and your offensive scheme. But I think, generally speaking, you know, more than one running back is the way to go.
More to come with Dan Pompey in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Sports Talk Chicago. Dan Pompey still here on Sports Talk Chicago. Dan, a few more questions before we finish up. First off, the best moment that you've been a part of covering football is what?
Well, you know, I've been a part of so many of them that it's kind of difficult for me to to call on one. But, I guess I'll go way back to my first season covering the NFL close to 40 years ago at the 85 Bears Super Bowl when, you know, things were just so crazy and magical with the Bears. And I was sent to New Orleans to write the news angles of the week. And, you know, I think usually you don't think there's going to be a lot of big news things happening. And the Bears, of course, were full of news that week with Jim McMahon flying a acupuncturist down to New Orleans to get his bruised rear end worked on and then mooning helicopters and being accused of calling the women of New Orleans a name and then bomb threats ensuing. And it was just a crazy week. And then to see the way they took over the city, it took over the Super Bowl and then completely dominated the New England Patriots. I think it was something that I'll never forget.
How about the most memorable story that you've written? What would that be?
Again, a tough one, you know, because I've written so many. I think so many that were memorable to me personally. That, you know, I could probably sit here if I think about it and give you about 50 of them, but I'll give you one that really does stand out in my mind. This was the about the suicide of Dave Duerson, and I was able to kind of go back and relive his final days and talk about what led to those days and how his life kind of unraveled at the end. And I visited the building where he shot himself, and you know, it was I had known Dave obviously from his playing days, and it was quite a story that you know I won't forget.
And Dan, before we finish up today, last question: is it true that you were in the movie Invincible?
Well, it is, but if you blink, you missed me. That's the deal. I did play a reporter. There were a few of us sports writers who were asked to be in the movie, and we were in a couple scenes. And one scene, there was a press conference in which the general manager of the Eagles and the head coach of the Eagles announced that they were going to have open tryouts. And that was, of course, how they ended up signing, you know, the wide receiver they signed, who was a bartender, who was the heart of the story. And then and there was another scene as well. It was another memorable experience just to be part of a movie, to see how a movie is put together, all the time that's spent and the care on each scene. The wardrobe, the makeup. I mean, they spent hours, even with a guy like me who was basically an extra. Then, of course, it was fun to meet Greg Kinnear, who played Dick Vermeil, and Mark Wahlberg, who was the star of the movie.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure to have you on, and best wishes as the NFL offseason ramps up. Thank you so much.
My pleasure very much. Thank you for having me.
Great talk there with Dan Pompey, and that'll do it for us today here on Sports Talk Chicago. Big thank you to Dan Pompey himself, Matt Dubiel, WCKG, Jim DeTome, and Tomorrow Entertainment for making this show a success. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluo. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and sportstalkchicago.com. Another great show comes your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Till then, stay safe, and so long, everyone.
No! No! Where are the turtles?